The choir at Sydney's St Mary's Cathedral singing Easter hymns once again. And before them, a full congregation. A welcome relief for the faithful after empty churches last Easter.
It's a blessing to be here. An occasion like this, I think it gives people hope and joy. I think it's a meaning of what Easter is. So I'm very grateful to be here and be with the people.
It's wonderful that we're able to open up again and honour God in the Easter services. It's so much more meaningful when we can do it in the company of other people rather than in isolation from our own homes.
Catholic Archbishop of Sydney Anthony Fisher drawing a parallel between the story of the Easter resurrection and Australia's emergence from COVID lockdowns.
A year later, we're free to worship again. The egg has cracked, the wall's been torn down, new life emerges. After the year of COVID, we need a year of recovery.
But church services were not completely restored to normal. At Sydney's St Andrew's Cathedral, QR code check-ins and sanitiser on entry. At Hillsong Pentecostal Church, worshippers also gathered with Pastor Brian Houston in their biggest numbers since the pandemic began.
We're really grateful that you're here. Good to see you. And we're allowed a few more people in the building today than we have been able to up till now, so that's progress. And of course, we can sing in New South Wales, so that's progress.
While Scott Morrison and his family marked Good Friday with the Maronite community.
Easter is a very special time where people and families are coming together right across our country, and for many in a way they haven't been able to do over the past year.
It's been a challenging year for congregations, but the easing of restrictions in places of worship across many parts of the country marked a turning point for Christians. Others used the occasion to praise those shining a light on inequalities within society. Anglican Archbishop Geoffrey Smith spoke of the darkness of racism and domestic violence, while the Uniting Church urged women to continue to speak up in the face of doubt and a society that discounted their voices. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.